You're listening to SBS News.
As many as 20 opposition United States Democrats are looking to take Donald Trump's job next year. But before any of them can challenge Mr. Trump for the presidency, they must win enough internal support from other Democrats to be named the party's official presidential nominee. So who are the early front runners? Barack Obama's Vice President Joe Biden is the most experienced of the bunch. Mr. Biden says he was spurred to run after Mr. Trump's comments in the wake of a deadly white supremacist rally and a counter-rally in Charlottesville, Virginia in 2017. Mr. Trump said there were very fine people on both sides.
With those words, the President of the United States assigned a moral equivalence between those spreading hate and those with the courage to stand against it. And in that moment, I knew the threat to this nation was unlike any I had ever seen in my lifetime.
Mr. Biden has unsuccessfully run for president twice before. The now 76-year-old has long been popular in centrist Democratic circles, but his image has taken a hit in recent times with high-profile allegations of touching women inappropriately. Mr. Biden has also faced criticism since the Me Too era began for a series of incidents while serving as chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee in the early 1990s. Mr. Biden allowed an all-male and all-white panel to aggressively question Anita Hill, an employee of then-Supreme Court Justice nominee Clarence Thomas, who accused him of sexual harassment. Dr. Emma Shortis from RMIT University's Social and Global Study Center says Mr. Biden's experience could actually hamper his chances of beating Mr. Trump if he has to win the Democratic nomination.
We're looking at, you know, 4 or 5 decades of service that people can kind of comb back through and look at his record, as they rightly should. But I think he has a very long record of service for his opponents to mine, for things to use against him. That's already playing out.
Mr. Biden is seen as a front-runner to secure the Democratic nomination alongside Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Senator Sanders made an unsuccessful run for the presidency in 2016, but his pledges to fight for universal health care and fight against climate change and wage inequality inspired a younger generation of voters. The 77-year-old is promising to do the same this time around.
Our campaign is about transforming our country and creating a government based on the principles of economic, social, racial, and environmental justice.
Dr. Shortis says the groundswell of support for Senator Sanders in 2016 will stand him in good stead this time around, as will his ability to raise funds. But overall, she says the US might not be ready for a Sanders presidency.
Sanders has proven that he has significant fundraising power. But I guess I'd be more inclined to think that the Democrats would settle on more of a compromise candidate, somewhere between Biden and Sanders. I think Sanders is probably still a bit too radical.
Californian Senator Kamala Harris is another figure vying for the Democratic nomination. A mixed-race woman born to Tamil and Jamaican parents, analysts say the 54-year-old hard-nosed attorney fits in with the so-called new wave of younger, more diverse and progressive Democrats.
I feel a sense of responsibility to stand up and fight for the best of who we are. We must understand the power that we have, the strength that we have, in terms of what has been, until recently, our moral authority.
Senator Harris, who would be the U.S. first female and black female president, announced her candidacy on a day honoring slain civil rights icon Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. Shortis says Senator Harris will be tested in the coming months, particularly given the gender and racial division in the present-day U.S.
I would hope that at least the Democrats are ready and have kind of reflected on 2016 and how that played out. With Kamala Harris, there's also, the additional issue that she's, of course, a woman of colour. And in the Trump era, I think that means that Harris has a significant hill to climb.
Former Congressman Beto O'Rourke was unsuccessful in unseating Texas Senator Ted Cruz in last year's midterm elections, but he won plenty of admirers in the process. He was a heavy underdog when challenging Senator Cruz, a Republican in a mostly conservative state, and only lost the race by less than 3 percentage points. That's the closest Senate contest in the state in 4 decades. The 46-year-old centrist's energy and charisma has helped set fundraising records and draw support from celebrities.
The challenges that we face right now, the interconnected crises in our economy, our democracy, and our climate have never been greater. And they will either consume us or they will afford us the greatest opportunity to unleash the genius of the United States of America.
Analysts say few of Mr. O'Rourke's competitors can match his likability. Dr. Short disagrees, saying he could help the Democrats win back support in some of the states which voted for Mr. Trump in 2016.
Because he came so close to clinching an election victory in somewhere like Texas, which is traditionally a Republican fortress that lends him a lot of credibility. And I think he's also kind of reflective of a broader debate that's going on within the Democratic Party about what they have to do to win back the fabled white working class voters that kind of lost those crucial Rust Belt states in terms of the Electoral College.
Other prominent candidates include 69-year-old Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, a progressive Democrat who built her reputation by holding banks accountable for missteps, and New Jersey's Cory Booker, a community activist who's been compared to Barack Obama. Pete Buttigieg, the 37-year-old mayor of South Bend, Indiana, would be the first openly gay prominent presidential nominee of either major party. Dr. Shortis says the Democrats' pick for its nomination, whoever it may be, will give the clearest signal yet of its post-Trump identity.
Who the Democrats choose as the nominee will absolutely reflect a choice that they make about the kind of strategy and politics that they think is going to defeat Trump. I would resist making predictions or saying these are the front runners, because people will also, I think, will start to see people drop out as they kind of realise that it's not necessarily going to go well for them.
Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.